I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, look who's back. It's the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined, as always, by Katie Waite. Welcome back, Katie.
Hello. Another season.
Another season. It feels like we've been apart for years, when in reality, it's just been a couple months.
Yeah, long months without anything to talk about.
Season 27, the Zach Attack. I don't know that we've had a season since we've been doing this that has been worse received before the show ever aired.
Yeah.
As much as this one.
Yeah, I don't think many people have too much confidence in this. I mean, it's been going downhill for a while, really, because people, I think, are just constantly let down by how the season ends up or how it's going. He came out with an interview saying that there's no nonsense drama in the season. I find that hard to believe, but we're just going to have to wait and see on that, I guess.
Well, and is that really something he wants to sell?
For the younger crowd, I think that's what you watch. But for the older people who are like, it's not about love anymore and everything, then he was trying to sell it more to that group.
I'm sure Zach is a wonderful guy. So it wasn't that. It seemed very blah. He seems, again, like a normal dude, which could be a selling point. But for a show like this, generally isn't. They were definitely behind the eight ball from the beginning, and I get it. At the same time, the majority of us are going to watch.
Yeah.
And the people that hate the season or have decided they've already hated the season are going to look at the ratings and say, oh, the ratings are down. Well, let me clue you into something. The ratings are going to be down every year. The ratings are down every year on basically every program that isn't the NFL. It's just the way things
just are how it is
going. Exactly. You could say that about literally any show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Grey's Anatomy's ratings are down. Guess what? They're going to do like a 50th season because they're just going to keep doing it. It's just the way things go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Not exactly excited about this season either, but I wanted to give it a shot. I mean, because we're going to watch it anyways. So I wanted to go in with an open mind. I didn't want to just completely hate watch and say, oh, this guy's so boring. Especially being a boring myself, I want to give him sort of a chance to redeem us as a people.
I liked him last season. There was nothing. I mean, he definitely wasn't a villain. He was a great guy on last season. Did we think he could carry a season? No. Maybe he'll prove everyone wrong.
I think it was something he said tonight, actually, that we didn't give him enough credit for when he sort of threw shade at Rachel. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me that, oh, right, he totally tried to warn us all about how Rachel is this just fake person, had no business being in front of the camera because she acted completely different behind the camera.
Yeah.
And after watching everything that happened with her train wreck of a season, especially her half,
mm-hmm.
obviously, you know, I'm not pro Rachel around here. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't think he gets nearly enough credit for being someone that stood up and said, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
And
he literally came out and was like, she was being fake. Like that wasn't, I had no idea who that girl was in the fantasy suite. And like, he actually just did an interview with Ashley I, and was just like, we just sat there. We were like, this can't be real because this is not, like, this was not the connection we had outside that door over there. Like, this is just, how is this happening? basically.
And at the time, obviously the discussion is, well, the two sides to every story. And, you know, he knew he was going to go home, so he wanted to make drama for the cameras. But after watching everything from that moment, I think most people who aren't, you know, like, you know, Team Rachel till the end would agree, no, he got it right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think he was being dramatic at all. I don't think he's a dramatic person.
And so I think he deserves a little credit for that. And myself, I didn't even end up giving him credit for it. Like I said, it wasn't until he mentioned Rachel on this episode. So that part, I'm like, oh, great. You know what, Zach? You get a little pat on the back for that. But when this episode opened and they have Sean come out and they try to do this, you know, video montage to try to get us to like him and get excited for the season, much like him trying to play up the idea there's no petty drama, it was like, guys,
yeah.
Way off the mark again. Like, just for me, just wasn't working.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, I feel like that's just like, he's not, I don't know. I don't want to say he's not made for this role. Because he could surprise us and he could become, maybe he could become a top three or top five, but, I don't, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, but, yeah, I don't. It's going to be a very interesting, hopefully not painful, long season.
I will say that I actually overall, because again, I went in open-minded, then very quickly was turning the opposite way. I'm like, oh my God, we've made a grave mistake. Everyone, the internet was right. Ugh.
Yeah.
But I'll say as a whole for 2 hours, or I guess I should say an hour and 45 minutes once they got past that whatever opening that was.
Whatever that was.
I thought for episode one, he was fine.
Yep. He held his own. He wasn't too awkward and not knowing what to do. But yeah, I think he held his own. He was like, yeah, like you said, fine. It was fine.
Yeah, I certainly thought he cleared the very low bar of expectations that
yes,
a very large majority of Bachelor Nation had for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like, okay, let's not celebrate yet, because it's like, oh, you weren't totally awful. You know, you're not getting a trophy for that. You know, this isn't Little League. So he still has a long way to go. But I think after episode one, I think he did okay. So we get through the weird intro. I know you like seeing Sean on your television. So it's like, all right, that's got to be seen as a win.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a huge Sean fan. I have to say he's looking a little old.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like he lost a lot of weight too, even though I feel like he didn't have weight to lose, but just looking at his face, I was like, oh, he's getting a little old. He's getting a little up there.
So this is hilarious because I had no idea how old he was. I am not ashamed to say I am older than Sean Lowe, and this is hilarious.
Yeah, but you don't look that. You don't look as old as Sean looks.
You look old. You don't look nearly that old. I think maybe it's the multiple children running around. I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe that takes it out of you after a while.
The last time people really saw him was his season, and that was years and years ago. And then obviously what you see on Instagram isn't real life. So
Instagram isn't real life. What's happening?
For some people it is. For some people, most people it's not.
But I get trying to use someone as popular as Sean to soften the landing here. Like, okay, even though I didn't like it, I get it. And
well, I mean, you weren't going to use Clayton or something like that. So
as long as you're looking for someone to compare against, that actually might not be an awful way to go. Be like,
yeah.
Just have him sit down and be like, bro, you're not going to be worse than me.
True.
You could literally go into this season and not say a single word.
Or please do not be worse than me.
Yeah. Like, don't ever say a word to anyone. Just smolder and point, and your season will be better than mine. Plain so. Maybe not the season, because the season was highly entertaining. You will be a better bachelor than I was.
Yes.
Because there's very difference. I thought Clayton's season was incredibly entertaining for all of the wrong reasons for Clayton.
Oh, 100%.
So just be better than him. But if you could deliver the entertainment value, I think most of us would get on board with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got those, you know, intro videos, and I was keeping track this time, and every single person that got an intro video before the limo introductions ended up getting a rose.
Interesting.
No misdirection. They're like, listen, we're going to have you commit to these, you know,
four people. That might be a first.
That you'll actually remember, and they're all going to stick around.
Mm-hmm. That might be a first, because I feel like when you see some of them and you're like, oh, whatever happened to that, a certain story or whatever, and you're like, oh, she went home night one. Like, we didn't even get to. You would think that they always would always get a rose, because why would you spend time essentially on getting to know someone when they're not around for more than 2 hours on that night? Really isn't always the case.
But every single person, Bailey, Catherine, Christina, Charity, Greer, Brooklyn, Brianna, Katie, all got roses. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
And that led us into limo arrivals. And obviously, we're not going to go through 30 women. He will. We won't. So give me a few that stuck out in your mind this time around.
All right. I do have to say, to start it off, that there was like, we didn't get any crazy ones this season, like someone dressed up in a costume or riding in something ridiculous. It was kind of, they were all kind of like, all right. But I think the ones that mostly stood out to me was, I would say, Gabby, when she brought the maple syrup in. Not only that, but like that he wasn't a fan. Like, I think that's what made it, because people do that stuff all the time. But the fact that he, you could literally tell that he was not a fan of it, I think made that.
Yeah. And more. And it would be so easy for someone to just say, oh, wow, that's so great. Can't wait to talk to you inside. And he just couldn't act at all. And the thing is, like, that's, I was feeling good. Like, okay, we're starting to, the first few are okay. And then I'm like, who doesn't like maple syrup?
Yeah.
Everyone likes maple syrup. I know. It's like, delicious.
What kind of maple syrup was in that?
Like, let me bathe in maple
just
syrup.
A monster.
Oh my God. Seriously. But yes, that definitely stood out, only because I wanted to throw something at the television. Like, maple syrup is the greatest thing God gave us.
Should that be a red flag on Zach? I'm not sure. We should
see. Gabby should have turned around and walked out. The fact that she sort of was like,
wait a second. Wait a second. You do not like maple syrup? I can't do this.
Peace out. Madison can have my rose.
Yeah. The next one, I guess I would say, would be Christina and the party bus.
Yes, absolutely.
Just because the party bus came, like, it made another appearance later on in the night for more than just like, oh yeah, this is the party bus. Okay, let's go back inside. Another one was kind of the whole Bailey with the name tag thing, because not only, I mean, it didn't really stick out if you're just talking about the name tag, but I felt like she was actually genuinely upset about the whole thing that happened. Like, I mean, you should not be upset about that. Like, he met you 10 seconds ago and he said like one syllable wrong in your name, like on live TV.
It was pretty bad.
But like, he didn't, like, she didn't laugh about it. She was just like, she seemed genuinely like mad about it.
Yeah, no, definitely too much. I will say that moment was probably my favorite moment of his from the whole episode, because he knew that it bothered her.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out of his way to not only say like, oh, of course I remember your name, but for him to specifically go in and like, oh, I'm going to make sure you're the first kiss.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that especially in a season where we're not expecting many ooh moments.
Yeah.
He is like the last person you'd expect to be this, and aggressive is probably the wrong term, but forward guy on, oh, I just met this person, even if he already had met her. But, you know, in limo introduction, if you had to pick someone like, oh, no, he's going to be the like really weak side hug the whole time.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really probably his strongest moment from the whole episode.
Yeah, and I think even as then soon as her, that happened, as soon as that happened, I think she was like, okay, like, I'm done being mad about it. Like, I got the first kiss.
And I was surprised that she started, and I understand that's the part of the night and it's 6 hours and you're drunk, but like for her to get upset later in the night, like, you're good. Like, what are you worried about needing time with him? Like, he made it very clear on the way in, like, mm-mm.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Like, you don't have to do anything. You and Brianna can just go and sit by the pool.
Yeah.
And find some chocolate covered strawberries and champagne and just hang out.
Yeah, just come back good. When we call you for the rose ceremony.
Yeah, like what else does he have to do to tell you you're good other than actually giving you a rose?
Yeah. And then the last one that is just like I hated so much was, I don't know how to pronounce her name and she's not even around anymore, but Lekka. Lekka, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it either. First of all,
I hated it so much.
We are going to disagree 100%. I thought it was awesome because
it was it was great for like as far as to stand out. I did not like it. Oh my god! If you anyone know, ever did that right when they met me, like I
no. And I will
I'd
say
be like, you can get back in the limo. Actually,
I've never done that to a person yet. Waiting for that moment. But I've absolutely done that for food. Are you kidding me? You pick out, like, it's mine. Come on. I started laughing as soon as she did that. I'm like, that's so clever. I mean, clearly he disagreed because, you know.
He was like.
okay. Let's make a note. Blink
twice.
Much like Katie, don't have to remember her name because she's not getting a rose. Okay. Next.
Yeah. It was great as far as to be remembered by, but every other aspect, no.
I think the first one out, Jess, for her to come out and not only be the youngest person on the show, but 100% look and act like the youngest person on the show was like, okay, at least, you know, you didn't come in trying to be anything, you know, something you weren't.
Yeah, she looked like, and this is not a bad thing, but she looked 100% like a normal person.
Yeah, and a 23-year-old person.
Yes.
You know, every so often, I know age gets blown out of proportion by a lot of contestants. I'm not saying she shouldn't be here. But sometimes you look at someone, you're like, oh, there's no way they're 27 in whatever way you want to take it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you see the super young ones and you're like, 24? What world are they 24? Like, I don't know what they're feeding some of these kids. She looks every bit like 23 100%. Or whatever she is. Like, whereas like Mercedes, 24, she's the one that brought Henry, which I also enjoyed.
Yes.
For some reason, people were all up in arms about, why do we have to use animals as props? And I'm like, it's not like they ended up doing a pig roast at the thing. Like, if Henry wants to walk
she is a pig farmer. Like, that's.
Yeah. And if Henry wants to come and hang out.
Be in good conditions, like, it's her. So.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're, by the way, if you're vegan and you have like, fine. I'm an animal lover. I didn't think there was anything. I mean, I also eat bacon, though. So, whatever. But, like. I didn't think there's anything abusive about, like, oh, two people fawning over and petting a pig.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Why are you being so nice to this pig? Oh, this is so terrible.
How dare you pet a pig?
Yeah. And but the point initially with her is, to me, she doesn't look 24. Like, that's someone who I'm like, oh, yeah, she's late 20s. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, you know. Sometimes people look a little younger. Sometimes, you know, I obviously, as you were saying, look so much younger than my age, and that's fine.
Yeah, easily 20s.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm ready to celebrate my 21st birthday again for, like, the third time. But I think you made a great point that overall we didn't get that big, whoa, what are they wearing moment. You know, no one came out in a penguin suit.
Or like, wow, that person's like completely crazy. Or like, how is, yeah, there was nothing like jaw dropping for nothing. Like,
because I guess the most off the wall thing other than the party bus, like I guess you could say is Holland, because I thought that was clever. Again, clearly he disagreed, but the
I thought
the
it was
line...
clever, and then like she thought she was so cool, and then she's like, oh my gosh, sorry mom, sorry dad.
But it was, you know, hey, you know, you were in the wrong Holland, but listen, that's it makes clever. You think for a second, especially if like me and Zach, it takes a second, like, oh, that's actually quite clever. But there wasn't no one popping out of a cake. There was, I don't want to have animals involved, but it's not like there was like a horse-drawn carriage and just the party bus was
car
sort of,
or like a monster truck, something like that.
Yeah, it was definitely more low key. And I will say about the party bus, I think they should add one every year to the opening night. We needed way more coverage of them all partying in the bus, because Zach was drinking out of the bottle. And again, maybe because I can relate to it, dancing very uncomfortably. And I think we needed to see
a little bit more of that. Yeah, just those few seconds of it.
I think they should have one, not someone arrive in it, but just have it on the campus
on site.
And that anytime that someone's like, Zach, come over, let's hang out on the party bus. Or vice versa, for the Bachelorette as well. Guys can get on there, do the stripper pole, the whole thing. Like, that should just be a part of the mansion. Like, they have the hot tub and the pool. Like, oh, no, just the party
and
bus.
And a party bus.
And a party bus. Because you know there's going to be the first person that, you know, turns it into the boom boom room. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, right.
Because no one ever escapes in the mansion to do it. But if the party bus is there, always champagne, could it happen?
Another avenue of opportunity.
I'm just saying, it could happen. Zach had the instinct that his wife and his best friend
was in the room.
In the room. Other than Madison, who was the biggest train wreck of the night, no way did I think she was actually leaving. I'm sure the producer's like, don't actually ask the question.
Yeah.
Who from the cocktail party caught your eye?
Like the entrances? Really tame night, I thought. I did not like the whole... all the chocolate covered strawberries in the mouth and then seeing how many you can fit in. And then it was just dripping everywhere.
Well, meatballs.
Oh, meatballs. I mean, meatballs. That was a good touch and it worked, but like, that was a little, I mean, Christina, I guess again on the party bus, that was probably, again, besides Madison. It was funny when he had that conversation with Greer about, I like couldn't tell if how much she was making up and how much she wasn't. Oh, I always wanted to live in Austin and that's where I want to end up. And like, is it? I couldn't completely read her because she seemed genuine and she seemed like a really sweet girl. But I think with one of her openings, it kind of not rubbed me the wrong way, but there was something in it that I was just like, I think you're here for TV.
Yeah. And it was interesting because when you have to actually say, I really mean this, like that's where I wanted to settle down all along. I'm like, when it's coming out of your mouth and you have to actually preface it on a reality show that no, you're going to hear a lot of ridiculous shit. This is going to be near the top, but you have to believe me. It's legit. I promise you.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Cause I did think she sounded genuine, but it totally didn't match up with the fact like you're okay. Yeah. You're looking for your best friend, parents together a long time, grandparents all together. Oh, your dream place to live is exactly where he lives. And then they start to, that's a great place to raise kids. And I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, you're in Texas, but yes, otherwise I'm sure it's wonderful. Sorry, yes, hate mail from Texas. It's yeah, it's fine.
Send it.
Yeah, seriously, we can take it in the Northeast. Come on, it's fine. It's Texas, please.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely get that. And he clearly didn't, because he gave the first impression rose to her. Personally, mm-hmm. I thought that Charity was going to get the first impression rose.
Yeah, she was definitely a close second.
The fact that she's basically, and I don't mean this in like a however way you want to spin it, but like she's his mom. Mm-hmm. Like, she's dedicated her life to helping kids that need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't one of those things where you're like, oh, I think she's playing it up for the camera. Because it's like, it's one thing to say like, oh, I want to move to Austin of all places. But like, no, like this is literally her job.
Yeah, it's her life.
It's helping children. And mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, his mother dedicated her life to helping children. Oh yeah, okay. Like, and again, I don't mean it in whatever, but like, it's basically his mom. And yeah. So if you look for qualities of the person you like the most in the world, I'm like, oh, like that went really well. And I definitely was like, oh yeah, hands down, like she's getting the rose. So I was a little surprised there.
Yeah, she was definitely who I would have chose, either that or even Katie. I thought there was a strong connection there too, because I think
you can never go wrong with a Katie.
Yeah, true. I think she was the first kiss inside. I think there seemed like a lot of chemistry there. So I for me, I think it was either Katie or Charity. But I think after hearing Greer say about, you know, the whole Austin thing and really everything, basically just repeated everything he just said.
Like, no, I'm cool moving to Texas, I swear.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, when Michelle finally heard someone be like, yeah, I'll move to Minnesota. It's like, we saw how that worked out. Just because you say you're going to move somewhere doesn't mean you will, even if they give you 250 grand for a house.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I do wonder if, judging off of night one, do we have round two of the kissing bandit? Because Zach was not shy mm-hmm. about kissing basically everybody, again, other than Madison, which is creepy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't like it anyway, so.
And he asked permission sometimes. I found that very interesting. It was, he didn't. More than not, absolutely. Yeah. But I couldn't get a good read on it, maybe because he couldn't get a good read on it. Maybe the ones he asked were the ones where he's like,
yeah, I can't read it, so I'm just gonna ask you straight out. Like,
which I can totally appreciate, because if Madison would have asked, I think he would have said, maybe not right now.
I don't want to rush things. He's making out with everyone else.
It's never the little, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But we got to meet all these women, and I was going through the bios of the people that he kept. Mm-hmm. And because the things they haven't talked about, you know, in this 30-second clips we got. So Brooklyn, do you know that Brooklyn wants to be able to teleport and is a two-stepping pro?
Oh,
just going to change your life with these facts. Charity, wow. one of my favorite people, not only does she want to move to Disney World one day. I didn't know you could move to Disney World. Like, is she
going like in the live castle?
In one of the castle? But she's also an axe thrower. And not professionally. It just says that she throws a mean axe. So I don't think those two things necessarily go together. Because if you start throwing axes in Walt Disney World, probably ending up on the news for the wrong reason,
yeah.
But definitely, definitely unexpected from one of my top choices, Charity, not expecting axe throwing or wanting to live in a Disney castle. Mm-hmm. Jess, the youngin who really likes glitter.
Yep.
Her favorite date activity is playing with puppies.
Okay. I mean,
I've never
how can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong. I didn't know that
would probably be in your bio.
It would have 100%, especially. But so here's the question, and going to show my age and maybe yours as well. She says she could play Bananagrams all day and never get bored. What the hell is a Bananagram?
It's a word game. So it's
basically. And I did, because I could have just Googled this, but I wanted to actually get schooled by this because I figured you probably would know.
So it's kind of like Scrabble, but not on a board. If that makes sense. Like it's all the same Scrabble tiles, but it just comes in a banana shaped bag.
Oh, okay, so now I'm actually Googling it now that we're talking about it. I've totally seen that before. Not the game, but like the pouch.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to tell you what I thought I was seeing at people's houses. I'm like, oh my God, guys, the kids can see this. You're just okay. Oh my God.
Put that away.
Okay. Okay. See, we're learning together, folks. So
yeah.
The young and Jess likes Bananagram apparently.
All right.
So, or Scrabble, which I enjoy Scrabble or Wordle or any of the word games. Sign me up.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, Katie, mm-hmm. who's actually from Austin. So take that. Okay.
Take that career.
So you sound like a cheese. So, I mean, I think you two might be the same person. Mm-hmm. She grew up figure skating. I mean, duh, that's you. You were basically almost Olympian.
Oh, yes.
Isn't afraid of sliding into the DMs. I mean, all day.
Always.
Like,
yeah.
All you do is like, oh, the twins are quiet. Let me shoot off some DMs.
Yeah. Don't tell my husband.
This one, even more than the others, she loves roller coasters. I'm going to quote here, like loves them.
Oh, yeah. We're the same person. 100%.
If that doesn't scream, if this K-I-T-Y doesn't scream K-A-T-I-E, I don't know what does, because if there's anyone I know that just can't get enough roller coasters, it's this girl right here.
Especially the upside down ones.
It's like you get vertigo walking upstairs, but like, yeah, let's jump on a roller coaster.
Wow, we cannot be more opposite.
I mean, those bios are just always so fun. And since some of those were some of my favorites, from who we kept. And I thought it was a big cut for night one, or at least it felt that way. Like, did they really normally get rid of basically like 10 people?
I think they, so I feel like they do, but it's been, I feel like we've had more in the recent seasons. Like we've been having, I mean, sometimes up to 34, 35. So I don't think it seems like that big of a cut in the recent seasons, but when you only have 30 and you get rid of 10.
Yeah. We're down to 20 in week two. I'm like, all right, I might actually know like some names.
Yeah. This, like, we're already top 20.
But, and before we talk about those people real quick, the final 20. So Mike Fleiss sent out a tweet, and I got very excited about this tweet because we've talked about this every single season. He said, tonight's season premiere will feature constant and potentially annoying identification of the cast members. Thank you. I saw that before the episode. Oh, this is incredible. Finally, I'm going to know these names.
You heard the people. Suites. You gave the people what they wanted.
Except he didn't, because he's the first three people he pulled, they're talking nothing. So I'm trying to, like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah. What?
Oh, we have this great connection. This is so amazing. Yes. And that's, I would really enjoy knowing who you're speaking to right now.
Yeah.
And so then finally at the end of the episode, when they would go to like their one-on-one shot, they're in the moment. Oh, then we're popping up their name.
Yeah.
That is not a constant and annoying amount of time.
We were not annoyed enough.
I welcome a constant and annoying amount of times so we can actually know who these people are.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's still, of these 20 people, a very large number. I don't even want to, like, that I probably couldn't pick out of a lineup if we had the pictures here in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So we're down to 20, which I think is incredible going into week two.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Brianna gets the first impression rose, you know, a few months ago. Greer gets it tonight. Other than the top, I guess I shouldn't say top two, but the two that had roses before of the other 18, anyone that's potentially raising their hand for you, they say, oh, I'm might be seeing her causing some drama in, you know, Paris or wherever they end up.
Kat. I'd probably Kat and Christina, I think, would be my two guesses for after week one.
Yeah, I mean, I already mentioned Charity, who I hope lasts a while. She seems like A+. Yep. Obviously, Gabby, if you just keep bringing maple syrup, sign me up. I mean, yeah. Never going to go wrong with that. Oh, I think that Christina is probably going to end up being such a train wreck.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need someone to stir the pot. And I think that's probably going to be her. So while I don't like her as in like, oh, you know, she could be someone that maybe wins.
Yeah, we're going to need her, I think.
Correct. She is going to be, forget comic relief, she is going to be the drama relief because we're going to need some of that. And so, and I like, again, if she's real, I liked Greer. And mm-hmm. we needed more Brianna because I think how that all yes. went down, I think was interesting. You know, it's like you got the rose and then it's like, well, you don't really get much time on the actual episode, but a lot of potential there as well.
Yes.
And then the rest, we just didn't get really enough time with.
Yeah. Really not much at all. I mean, with the whole Madison.
Oh, so much time for someone that.
Yeah, that really, you know, took up.
Does an awful, awful gritty right out the door.
Yeah. God. Yeah, you know, with that took up really the majority of the get to know each other period of the night.
I probably shouldn't have, but I did enjoy like the long walk down the driveway where she's, you know, gets about 3/4 of the way and then she starts sobbing. And I think for a second, Zach's thinking, do I check? No. Oh, no.
Back check in the house. On her, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
But.
And I wish I remembered who tweeted it, but the best thing I saw all night was someone wishing that, like, mid sob that she started grittying at the end of the driveway. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that would have been like a top five Bachelor moment of all time.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great. Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Cool. We're in the middle of, you know, NFL playoffs, and that's, you know, very popular celebrations. Yeah. We've been seeing a lot of gritties. That would have been nice, but alas.
Oh, yeah. I think the best part of her exit was when she's like, I gave up my life for that man.
Because even, you know, we've heard similar type things from people before on this show. And it's one thing when you get down near the end and you've been there for a couple months. Again, still, even that would be dramatic because I'm like, did you, yeah. I mean, for a couple months, like, sure.
Like, right, depending what you have at home.
Yeah, like, assuming they're still making them quarantine, okay, so you gave up 4 days? Oh, no, how will you ever recover? Poor Madison, should we start a GoFundMe? My Lord.
Yeah, not sure how much of her life she gave up for that and moment.
Once again, Zach let us know. He thinks his best friend is here.
Oh, chills.
Katie, other Katie, not Katie on the show. Katie here. Do you agree with Zach? Is his best friend in that room?
Oh, 100%. Can't you tell?
You know, the fact that you just don't ever doubt this journey, this process is just so heartening. It really, really warms the soul. But again, I will repeat. I thought he did okay.
Yep.
Like, Zach, you lived to fight another day. The people that went in already deciding you were going to be the worst are still going to hate the performance. But I think he was fine. He didn't throw up on himself. Okay. Yep.
You are not the worst yet.
No, so. had a couple good moments. He seemed genuine. Because that's the thing. Unlike someone like Ari, like, he seems like a genuinely good dude.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can just sort of go with the flow and not try to overthink it, like we've seen so many of the last pick a number leads on both sides, mm-hmm. just completely overthink things. I don't, you know, throw all the tomatoes you want. I think this could be okay.
Yep. It can be okay.
It could,
don't let us down, Zach.
I think that's a winning formula. You know, mm-hmm. I know there are so many people listening that are shaking their head because coming into this, so many of us had 0-star expectations. Think he did okay.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. A long season ahead of us to see who we want to get over to paradise, maybe pick a bachelorette. So much. Oh, yeah. And there might be an engagement. So much work to be done this season.
Yes. We are so much potential.
Ready to roll at Bachelor Podcast to let us know about your thoughts on the season. While we were gone, I mean, I guess more recently, you can't cover months of news, but more recently, was there anything other than our friend Zach that's been going on?
Well, today was announced that Raven and Adam are expecting their second baby.
Oh, I did not see that.
So our paradise couple there.
Nice.
Chris Harrison has a new podcast.
Yeah.
Lots of controversy around it, but he felt it was time to, he went back and forth about starting it, and he did. I have not listened yet. I will probably check out at least the first episode, probably, just to see what he talks about on his end. But he started that. That podcast is out. And then for the OG fans, Deanna and Steven have called it quits after 11 years.
Yeah. When I saw you post that, and no idea, because obviously I'm, you know, what, a decade in or whatever. No clue. I just was like, I've never seen that person before. But just being honest, it's just nothing.
Yeah. So they're done after 11 years, which is that's a pretty good run for Bachelor Nation. So but that's really it.
Wow. Well, fantastic. We're back at it. Oh my God, it's, what the hell season is this? 27? Are we up to 27? Oh my God, it's 27. And we've got a couple months to go here. So let's
do it.
Get comfortable. Let's hope Zach doesn't fall over his own 2 feet, and I think we'll be okay. As I said before, Zach. At Bachelor Podcast. Yeah, come on, Zach, you could do it. Let's just get some good drama, be a good dude.
Let us down.
We'll get there. Don't let us down. Don't be Ari. Be a better kissing bandit. Katie, thank you. As always, the better Katie, K-A-T-I-E. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.